My name is Alexandra Cochis, and I'm a principal dancer with Pittsburgh Ballet Theatre. This version of Cinderella, I would characterize it as a true fairy tale. It's very over the top with kind of larger than life characters. The stepsisters are hilarious. They're played by men. And it's actually really hard to be the one straight woman on stage with them while they're cracking everybody up. But the character of Cinderella is just a really pure of heart dreamer who still believes that she can make her dreams come true.
Instead of the traditional glass slipper, the Pittsburgh Ballet Theatre's current production of Cinderella involves a glass ballet shoe. This notion made us wonder how important is the perfect fit for a professional ballerina. Two of the ballet's principal dancers give us a peek at the world of a dancer and her pointe shoes.
For any ballet dancer, I think the pointe shoe is such a personal part of her wardrobe, and it's also needs to be sort of an extension of yourself. The more the shoe can feel like your foot, the easier it is for you to dance and the more confidence it gives you. So it's a long time in the lives of a young dancer to try to find that exact right brand or right type of shoe, and then beyond that, how you customize it yourself after you get the already made pointe shoe. So every dancer is different, and every process is constantly changing. I think we're always searching for that better fit. My first pair of pointe shoes, I was so excited to get them. I remember me and my friends and my teacher went to a local shop, and she helped us find the right pair to fit our feet. And I was so excited. I had all the accoutrements. I had the lamb's wool. My mom had sewed my ribbons on and ready to start at the bar, first releve, and it was so painful. The mirage had sort of dissolved after that, and it was just a lot of hard work and a lot of training and some tears and a lot of Band-Aids. But it's definitely a process that it goes beyond just the shoe. It's building the muscles in your foot inside that shoe.
My name's Julia Erickson. I'm a principal dancer with Pittsburgh Ballet Theatre. I am dancing the role of the fairy godmother in Cinderella. Pointe shoes are a very personal thing. They are basically an extension of the dancer, and so that's why we each have such a personal, particular way of preparing our pointe shoes. So I had to dance for about 4 years before I started learning how to dance on point properly. Definitely the first 6 months or so was just kind of exploring that new region between demi point and point. It's about 2 inches that most humans will never gain. So it takes a lot of practice and very slow, repetitive movements to make sure that the form is correct. But one interesting thing is that for about the first 6 months or 1 year, we only go through one pair of pointe shoes. And nowadays, as professional ballerinas, we go through anywhere from 2 to 5 pairs in a week.
I try to have a rotation of shoes going all the time of about 12 to 14 pairs sewn that I'm currently using, and they're all in various degrees of broken-in-ness. So I'll have some that are brand new, like this pair here that I haven't even put on yet, that I will use for more technical roles, more classical ballets. And then as the shoe breaks down, it is better suited for different types of things. So if you're going to be jumping, you can wear a much softer shoe. Or if you really need to roll through your feet a lot, you're not going to want as brand new a pair. So it's really a balancing act of always trying to have the right shoes ready for whatever it is that you're performing at the time.
I have been suffering from basically arthritis in my second metatarsal for some time, and my old brand of pointe shoe was exacerbating that. So I thought, why not give this new one a try, because it has greater shock absorption. It's got padding on the platform, which makes it softer when we land. It's not such a loud noise. And it kind of already has it's like a skived shank, so it's going to lessen the tension on the top of the shank. So instead of 3/4 shanking like Alexa does, I will just keep my shank intact.
the process of making a pointe shoe hasn't changed in 100 years. And gradually nowadays, over the last 20 years, I'd say, there have been some breakthroughs in technology and different materials used. But the classic design of a pointe shoe is a cardboard shank, which is the lower sole portion. And then the box itself, the part that goes around your toes, is made out of layers of satin and glue, smoothed together and shaped. And there's a flat portion on the bottom of the box that you can balance on it. But yeah, it's just basically paper glue and satin. I take my brand new pair of shoes and I'll do what's called darning them, which is sort of adding an extra spine on the edge of the box where you balance. So it sort of just gives you that much more leverage when you're on point, and it helps even out the inconsistencies, because I wear a brand of shoes called Freed, and they're all still handmade. So each one is slightly different, and sometimes there's slight imperfections in the shoe. So if I darn them, it makes them last a little bit longer, and it just sort of gives me a more level playing field as far as how each shoe is going to turn out. I sew the ribbons and elastics on, which, again, the placement of those is very personal for every person. And I actually choose to three-quarter my shanks myself. A shank is the lower portion of the shoe that is the sole, but on the inside there's a separate part that the shoemaker will glue in that is cardboard, and that's the hard sort of reinforcing body that actually holds you up on point. Some people order those from the factory that way, but I don't know, I guess I'm kind of a control freak, so I like to do it myself. And it actually changes the length of shank that I'll cut depending on the type of ballet I'm doing and also the surface that I'm dancing on. If the stage is really hard, I tend to cut my shanks a lot lower, and if the stage is really soft, I can wear them cut a little bit higher. And it changes from day to day. Like sometimes before a show, I'll put a pair of shoes on the day before and I'll be like, oh, these will be perfect for Rose Dodge, you know? And then the day of the show, I put that same pair of shoes on and I'm like, oh, these shoes are terrible. Why did I pick these? So who knows? Sometimes it's your brain, probably. Maybe it's the temperature. Maybe it's, I don't know. There's a myriad of, differences that are minute, but somehow I feel them. So right now I'm going to three-quarter my shank. And first I'm going to peel back the freed backing that is glued onto the shank on the inside. So, and then I'm actually going to rip the shank from the satin part of the shoe and bend it back. And then I choose where it is. I'm going to snip them with my handy tin snips here from Home Depot. Snip. And the second part of this is the very last stage of breaking in your shoe before you actually wear them. So I'm going to put them on the ground and step on them to flatten them out a little bit. And now they're ready for my foot.
The pointe shoe fitters have really their own brand of expertise. They measure all the points around the shoe and around the foot and make sure that everything is kind of taut but not pulling too tightly, that there isn't like gapping or bagging with the fabric in certain areas.
In the beginning, the muscles of your feet aren't quite strong enough to support themselves, so a lot of the pressure of your body weight is directly into your toes and your toenails, and there's also a lot of friction. No matter how well a shoe fits, especially if you're wearing tights inside your shoe, your foot slides a little bit, so that's constantly rubbing on the skin on your toes. And in the beginning, before you build up your calluses, there's some blood involved.
When we come back from being in the off season, our calluses have gotten a chance to chill out, basically. They're not in top form, just as we as athletes are not in top form after being off for a little while. So when we first start back and we have 8 hours a day in pointe shoes, it's a shocker to the body. And let's just say it's a kind of misery is company. We're all in it together, and we know that we have to fight through this process and get our calluses kind of redoubled. So We do it, and sometimes we won't maybe wear our pointe shoes for the full 6 to 8 hours during that first week, just because that's the time that we can get those bloody blisters and all that not fun stuff that you hear about.
Cinderella runs through this weekend at the Benedum Center. For more about the Pittsburgh Ballet and to see a slideshow illustrating the breaking in process, visit Essential Pittsburgh at WESA.FM. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Have a great weekend.
Having trouble telling how I feel, but I can dance, dance.